Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Today, Jeremy Pearsons takes you on a journey that is on a collision course with kindness. It is the kindness of the Heavenly Father that draws mankind unto Him. Now with today's message, here's Jeremy.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Jeremy Pearsons, and it's my joy and honor again to be with you all this week. I want to say thank you to my grandparents, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, for allowing me this opportunity to come into your home or wherever it is you're watching or listening to this broadcast. I'm thankful to be with you today, and we are going to get into the Word of God and just let the Word do what only the Word can do, and that is change our lives from the inside out. Father, today, in Jesus' name, we give you praise. We give you thanks for everything you're doing, not only in our lives, but what you're doing all over the world, Lord. There are signs and there are wonders that are taking place all over the world that are proof and evidence that there is a God and He loves us. And we thank you so much for being a God of love. We come to your Word today, Father. We open it. And we open our eyes, we open our ears, we open our hearts. We want eyes that see Jesus in the pages of the Scripture. We want ears that hear His voice, the voice of our good shepherd who is leading us out of bondage and into freedom, out of sickness and into health, out of lack and into more than enough. We thank you, Jesus, for leading us. And today we open our hearts to understand who Jesus is in us and who we are in Him. Father, we give you praise for this today in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Well, thanks again so much for watching today. If you brought your Bibles, here we are in church, right? If you have a Bible, go get it, open it up with me. We're going to get right back into this study that we began last week on the kindness of God. We are, as my wife Sarah says, on a collision course with kindness. You know, when you encounter someone who is genuinely kind, and that's the key word, genuine, authentic, real, really kind. You know, it doesn't take long to be impacted by that kind of kindness. That's who our God is. That's what He is. That's how He does things. That's how He operates. We saw in 1 Corinthians 13, we looked at this last week, that love really is two things. The most powerful force in all the world is two things, can be summed up in two words. According to 1 Corinthians 13, those two words are patient and kind. Love is patient and love is kind. And if God is love and love is patient, then God is what? He's patient. If God is love and love is kind, then God is kind. I hope I said all that right, but you understand what I'm saying. God is kind. He is kindness. And I believe there is an untapped power that the body of Christ has not tapped into enough yet. And it's that power that's in His kindness. If you remember last week, we talked about that drawing power of kindness. The Father said through the prophet Jeremiah, He said, I've loved you with an everlasting love, and with loving kindness I have drawn you. And in James chapter 4, you remember what the Spirit of God said to us there? He said, submit to God, submit yourselves to God, resist the devil, he'll flee from you. In the very next verse, draw near to God and He'll draw near to you. Now, I know you're probably like me and I've heard this preached and I've probably preached it this way. It's you got to draw near to God. You do that drawing. You got to take that first step. And of course, there's some truth to that, but kindness is drawing power. And that whole thought started like this, submit to God. You know what it is to submit? It's to quit. Quit fighting the kindness of God. Quit fighting the grace of God. Quit fighting Him. Yield to Him. Fight Satan. Resist the devil, but yield to God. And it's like you're wrestling with somebody, and when you've had enough, what do you say? I submit. Well, it's time to just submit to the leadership of the Spirit in your life, submit to the moving of the Spirit, whatever He wants you to do, and to submit to the kindness of God and let Him draw you into Him. In Romans chapter 1, we see this big, long list of people that have really just bailed on God. I mean, they have chosen not to retain God in their knowledge, and they're backbiters and they're haters. And I mean, just this list that goes on and on and on, and it goes right down into chapter 2 that says, and who are you, O man, that you judge? He says, what is it about the kindness of God that you don't like? It's the kindness of God that leads men to repentance. So all last week, all this week, we're just going to submit and continue to yield to the kindness of God and let Him draw us into Himself. Let His kindness draw us into His presence. And the whole idea here is that we would feed on and fill up on His kindness towards us to the point that it fills up in us and we overflow with it into the lives of the people around us. And if you remember, we started last week by looking at the life and the ministry of Jesus. And those first 30 years that just sort of seem like they get skimmed over in Scripture, and we really think that we don't know much about it. But what we do know, I think, is plenty. What we do know from the book of Luke chapter 2 is that even as a child, Jesus was growing in grace, growing in favor. Scripture says He grew in wisdom. He grew in stature, which means maturity, and He grew in favor with God and with men. And we've seen from Proverbs chapter 3, a lot of this is just going back over what we talked about. If you missed any of these broadcasts, go back to kcm.org, download them, get caught up with this. But Proverbs chapter 3, verse 3 in the New Living Translation says like this, "Never let loyalty and kindness leave you. Tie them around your neck as a reminder. Write them deep within your heart. Then you will find favor with both God and people." If this is how the Word says you're going to find favor, how you're going to unlock favor with God and favor with people, then you can be assured that that's how Jesus did it. He grew in grace, but I'm telling you, you can see it all through His life and all through His ministry, and it's evidenced in the way that people were drawn to Him. Again, kindness is drawing power. People were so drawn to Him. Every time you read, He's in a house that's completely full and nobody can get in, or He's in a synagogue and all the Scripture says all the people were there. And if the Scripture says all the people were there, that means all the people were there. And there was more than once, more than twice, that people had to fight through a crowd just to get to Him. Well, what did that? Was that Jesus' crafty marketing plan? Were His disciples really effective with social media? No, I don't think so. It was more God than that. That's the only way I know to say it. Kindness is drawing power. And people saw in Jesus a level of kindness that this world had never seen. And the only thing they had known of ministry was the ministry of death and the ministry of condemnation. But when Jesus came, He ministered life, He ministered righteousness, He ministered from the Spirit, and He ministered out of that kindness. I was preaching along these lines one day, and I started to say, you know, I can't prove this with Scripture, but I believe He had kindness in His eyes. And as soon as I said that, the Lord just quickened me, and He said, "How many times in My Word did I say to people that they had found grace in My sight?" They found grace in My sight. He had kindness in His eyes, because that's where grace is found. It's found in knowing how Jesus sees you. Grace is found in knowing how the Father sees you. You have found grace in His sight. I want to pick back up with what we left off on Friday last week and what Jesus said in John chapter 14. So go there again with me. John 14 and look at verse 21. This is from the New King James. Jesus said, "He who has My commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves Me." And in the Scripture, I really want you to get over on this love side of it. The keeping of the commandment, the prioritization of Jesus and His Word is the result of falling in love with Him. See, so many people get on the commandment side of it and put themselves under pressure to keep a commandment. But if you get over onto the love side of it, fall in love with Him, knowing how deeply He's in love with you, the keeping of the commandment will happen. When you love somebody, their word means something to you. When you love them with all your heart, then what they say is important to you. I love my wife. I love Sarah with everything I've got. And because of that, what she thinks, what she says, it carries weight with me. And what she says about something, I'm going to take that and make it priority over what somebody else or anybody else would say about it. Why? Because of the love that I have for her. And Jesus said, "He who has my commandments and keeps them, that's the one who loves me." Well, how do you know he loves you? Because my word means something. He goes on and says, "And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him." This is one of the biggest things Jesus ever promised to us, the promise to manifest himself. And I'll say it again, this is what you need. Whatever it is you need in whatever arena of life, be it in your physical body or in your soul, in your mind, in your family, on the job, whatever that need is, it can be summed up and it can be met with a manifestation of Jesus. What you need is a manifestation of Jesus. You might be thinking, "No, I've got this disease. I need healing." No, what you need is a manifestation of the healer in your body. What you need is a manifestation of the one who was rich, but for your sake became poor, so that you through his poverty might be made rich. That's what you need, is a manifestation of Jesus. That's what your body, your physical body needs. The body you're a part of, if you're a part of a church body, that's what that body needs. Pastors, listen to me again. Prioritize the manifestation of Jesus in your church, in your message. Every message you ever preach from now to for the rest of your life, the number one goal and the number one priority should be that Jesus would be more clearly seen. Every message. I know that sounds like a real general sweeping generalization, but I mean it. No matter what you're preaching on, you've got to always be able to come back and say, this is where we see Jesus in it. You're preaching on healing, preach the healer. You're preaching on abundance, preach the one who was rich but for your sake became poor. If you're preaching on family, preach the head of the family, preach the head of the church. Whatever you do, preach so that Jesus is revealed. I can hear you shouting amen right now. And Jesus said, I want you to notice this, "I will love him and I will manifest myself to him." I want you to notice how intimately and inseparably connected this manifestation of Jesus is with him loving us. You will never experience this revealing of Jesus in your life until you get a revelation of how much he loves you. These things are inseparably connected. And I love the way the Amplified carries this out. Jesus said, "I will show myself to him." It's not a show if you can't see it. If you can't see it, it's not a show. A show is something that you can see. Now, I'm not just saying see it with your natural eyes. I know we don't see Jesus walking around here in the flesh, and we shouldn't be asking to. Jesus said, "It's better for you if I go away." But there were people that were eyewitnesses of his ministry and had no idea who he was. They saw a preacher, but they didn't see him. They didn't see the Messiah. They didn't see the Savior. But on the other hand, there were people that saw him in the flesh, but saw him deeper than that. You remember when Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do men say that I am?" And they came up with a bunch of different answers of what people saw when they looked at Jesus. And then the more important question he said is, "Who do you say that I am?" And Peter, man, he spoke up, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus said, "Yeah, and you are blessed. You're blessed because you got that from my Father." The blessing in your life, the blessing in my life, is connected to how you see Jesus. And the good news is, he wants you to see him. He wants to reveal. He wants to manifest himself, show himself to you. And this word "show" is key to us. And I want you to see again how connected it is to the love of God. And we read this in Titus. Let me read it to you again. Titus chapter 3, verse 3. It says this, "For we ourselves were also once foolish." This is talking about our old lives. "We were also once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another." Hate was a part of our lives before we knew God. hateful and hating one another. That was a part of who we were before we knew Jesus. But listen to what happened after. It says, but when the kindness and love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared, all that hate had to leave when kindness showed up. Kindness showed up. It literally showed up. Man could see it when the kindness and the love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared. We were saved not by works, but by His mercy, praise God. His kindness showed up. Look at this out of the book of Ephesians, chapter 2. So much of this we talked about on Friday's broadcast, but I believe we need to go over it again. Ephesians chapter 2, basically the same thing from verse 1 that we just read out of Titus 2. It says, you He made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath just as the others. This is exactly what we just read in Titus 3. This is who we were. This was our old life, but something changed when kindness showed up. Watch, here it is again, verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you've been saved, raised us up together, made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That, verse 7, or in other words, this is why He did all that, that in the ages to come He might show. I want you to say it out loud right there where you're sitting. He might show. He might show what? The exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. If you can't see it, it's not a show. Kindness is the manifestation of love. Kindness is the part of love that you can see. And when Jesus said, I will love you and I will manifest myself to you, He's saying, welcome to the love show. Welcome to the love show. That's what you're watching the Believer's Voice of Victory today. But for today, you know what this is? This is the love show. Hello, folks. Welcome to the love show. And so many people, like we mentioned before, they take such issue with church and, oh, it's all a big show. Well, depending on what church you go to, that might be exactly right. And that's okay as long as the show is the love show, as long as it's putting Jesus on display, as long as it's putting love and kindness on display for everybody in that community, everybody in that city to come and see. Come, welcome. You are welcome at the love show. And we looked at this in Romans chapter 12, too. I know we're a lot of scripture today, but you can handle it. Romans chapter 12 in verse 9 said this, let love be without hypocrisy. Christians are so famous for, I love you, brother. Love you, sister. Love you, brother. We love you. We get so in the habit of saying, I love you, love you, love you, all love you. I get in the habit of it sometimes. People I've just met, and I just get in the habit when I'm leaving somebody, I say, love you. And I was like, I just met this guy. And I think I've made some people feel awkward at times. We just get in the habit of it. And it's good. Obviously, it's good to love people. But let your love be without hypocrisy. Hypocrisy is to say one thing and do another, to say one thing and believe another. So how do we love without hypocrisy? Because hypocrisy is all talk and no show. Hypocrisy is to say I love you without showing I love you. So how do we show it? Well, verse 10, by being kindly affectionate to one another. Kindness is the part of love that you can see. And he goes on, look at verse 13. Here's how we show it, just like this. Distributing to the needs of the saints and given to hospitality. Other translations bear this out. That's to make hospitality. He says, get good at it. Get good at being hospitable. You know what? Hospitality is not just a Southern thing. It should be a Christian thing. let your kindness be seen. Kindness, love is expressed through the kindness of giving. The greatest expression of love is giving. How do I know that? Because God so loved you that He gave you Jesus. And if there was another way to express His love, He would have done it. But that was the greatest way He could do it, was by giving to you. And our love without giving is hypocritical love. You know, if I were to try to paraphrase what he's saying here in Romans chapter 12 in these few verses, you know what I would say? I'd say, put your money where your mouth is. If your mouth is at, I love you, well, show it by giving. You know, over seven years ago now, I met a girl named Sarah Hart. And man, I fell in love. And I fell in love hard. And those of you who know our story, it was a whirlwind romance, man. And it has stuck. It has lasted. And, you know, I met her. And 3 months later, we were engaged. And 3 months after that, we were married. And now 7 years later, we've got two beautiful children. And I think back on that, though. And I remember the first time I told her I loved her. And I remember how I felt, and of course, remember how she felt in that time. And once you open that floodgate, man, especially at the beginning of a relationship, it's, I love you. Oh, I love you too. Yeah, but I love you more. Oh, no, I love you more. And, it's a little disgusting. But when you're in the middle of it, it's the greatest thing. And you're on the phone, and because she lived in another state the whole time we dated through our entire engagement. We never even lived in the same state till we got home from our honeymoon. So our whole dating was from hundreds of miles away. And I have to think back, you know, what if I'd never done anything to show her that I loved her? What if it was only ever words that said, I love you, I love you, I love you? Those words were great, and they're great now. And in the beginning, they were really wonderful. But after, what if a year had gone by and all I had ever done was said, I love you? You know, at some point, she probably would have started to wonder, I wonder if he really does, without any proof, without a show of it. But see, I didn't wait a year. I could hardly wait any time at all before I went out and I wanted to show this girl how much I loved her. I asked her to marry me, and I had gone out and I found the biggest ring I could possibly afford. Let me tell you something. I wasn't trying to save money on that ring. Why? Because I'm trying to do everything I can to show this woman how much I love her. So I spend on that ring, and I spend to go see her, and I spend gladly. And wasn't trying to save money. Why? Because I got to show her. Yeah, I've said it, but it's time to show it. I had to put my money where my mouth was. And one day finally came, and I got down on my knees and said, I love you, and here's proof. Will you marry me? And I stood at that altar, and I made vows to her. And we've now been married over 7 years and in covenant with one another. And it's been a life of giving. Kindness, love is expressed through the kindness of giving. Take somebody today. Take them to the love show. Put something in their hand, put some money in their hand, put some ability in their hand, put some resource in their hand. And when they ask you why you did it, just say, hey, I just want to take you to the love show. We're going to keep getting into this week, and I'm excited about what's just ahead. We're out of time right now, but I'll be back in just a moment.
You have an unbreakable bond with God in the blood of Jesus that is full of love, kindness, and mercy. The Kindness and Mercy Package includes The Covenant Made in Blood, a CD series and study guide by Kenneth Copeland, and Welcome to the Love Show, a CD that reveals God's love for the world by Jeremy Pearsons. Covenant Made in Blood by Kenneth Copeland shows you the reality of God's unfailing promises to you. Exercise the authority He has given you. Experience His protection. Be strengthened to overcome anything you're facing. Welcome to the Love Show by Jeremy Pearsons emphasizes why your breakthrough and victory draws others to God. Jesus shines, and His love is evident to others who are hurting, looking for answers, and seeking direction. Receive the life-changing blessings of your covenant with God today. Let kindness and mercy rule in your household. Order the Kindness and Mercy Package, receive the CDs and study guide for only $29.99 and enjoy a special savings of 25%. Simply log on to kcm.org/TV special and request your package today. Enjoy the peace that comes with knowing the blood of Jesus has reconciled you to God forever. For an additional 10% off, order your package online. Order today.
Hey, listen, I've got several things I want to tell you about before we leave this broadcast today. Number one, this series of CDs and this study guide by my grandfather, Kenneth Copeland, Covenant Made by Blood. You've got to get these into your hand. These things are so important to every believer because you cannot separate the love of God and His loyalty to you because it's been sealed forever in the blood of Jesus. His love for us, it's not based on something we deserve. It's based on what He's promised to us. His love is His motivation for even keeping His word to you, and nothing can separate you from His love. It's a covenant that is forever sealed in Jesus. And when you order these materials, you're also going to get the Welcome to the Love Show CD. This is a brand new one, message I preached in England. It was a really powerful time in the presence of God, and we enjoyed it, and I want you to enjoy it as well. Let me also tell you about the Legacy Letter. This is a brand new magazine from Sarah and I's ministry, Pearson's Ministries International, and we are so excited about what the Lord is doing through this. We are sending this thing all over the world absolutely free, and we want you to enjoy it as well. The Lord has blessed us with a team of really creative people, and this is, I think it's a beautiful magazine, if I do say so myself, and there's a good-looking lady on the front of that one and some guy standing next to her. But anyway, you will enjoy these. They are really, we're getting great testimonies from them. I want you to get them into your hand. Visit our website, pearsonsministries.com. We'll send it to you absolutely free. Just sign up there. Hey, if you need prayer, contact KCM. We've got a 24-hour prayer line, people that will pray the word with you, pray in faith with you, because God's word is timeless. It applies to whatever you're dealing with, whatever you're going through. So get in here, get some prayer, get the word on it, and get in agreement with somebody today. Amen. Hey, thanks for joining us on this broadcast today. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you, tune in again tomorrow. God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. You can also view the webcasts online at your convenience or download them as video or audio files. Continue to grow in God's Word and build your faith with this week's product offer. These Word-based teachings will help you live in victory. Order your copy today. Receive the great grace God is abounding toward you and live in the blessing.